USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
100% I'm thinking about running.
Former President Trump saying he's mulling a 2024 run for the White House. The former president continues.
We will, I think, be very successful. If we were very successful, look, I ran twice, and the second time I got 12 million more votes than the first time, which very rarely happens for a president. I got the largest number of votes in the history of our country for a sitting president, and I was told if I got 66 million, you couldn't lose. I got 75 million.
Trump also telling Fox Business he's considering Florida Governor Ron DeSantis as his running mate. Fire officials are responding to a fire and a series of explosions at the Manor Chemical Company plant near St. Louis. Evacuations are underway for people who live within a half mile of the facility. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
There's a push to move sexual assault cases in the military from commanding officers to independent authorities. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says there's an epidemic of cases in the ranks and that something needs to be done to stop it.
The most recent Pentagon survey found that 2 in 3 survivors reported retaliation because they reported a crime against themselves.
The New York Democrat saying a recent report shows around 21,000 service members were assaulted in 2018. The 2021 NFL Draft kicks off tonight in Cleveland. League Commissioner Roger Goodell talks about bringing fans back with ABC's Good Morning America.
You know, the thing we miss the most from the 2020 season, whether it was the draft or our entire season and the postseason Super Bowl, were fans. We all felt the lack of energy without the fans.
The draft begins at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
An Arizona Democrat senator is bringing up an issue that he believes was not properly addressed by President Biden last night.
Democrat Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona criticized President Biden for not laying out a comprehensive plan to address the recent surge in migrants at the southern border during his first address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday. The junior senator said, "While I share President Biden's urgency in fixing our broken immigration system, what I didn't hear tonight was a plan to address the immediate crisis at the border." End quote. Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels on Fox News agrees. He says using video cameras, they've seen over 60,000 illegal immigrants entering the United States, unchecked since President Biden's executive action on the southern border.
This is the largest humanitarian issue on the southwest border going on right now. When it comes to what the cartels are exploiting these people, these children, and then you look at the public safety aspect of this that's affecting all communities in America. In this fiscal year, we've had 60,000 getaways just in this sector of the border.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The 2020 election audit taking place in Maricopa County, Arizona, is on pace to be done by the deadline of next month, an official said on Wednesday. Republicans, including State Senate President Karen Fann, say the audit is meant to restore public confidence in elections, noting that polls suggest about 1 in 2 voters in the state aren't confident in the 2020 results. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.